Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2, two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Gypsy Rose Blanchard's ex-husband Ryan Anderson has spoken out for the first time since their split. A week after Gypsy Rose shared that they were parting ways, Ryan took to TikTok on Saturday to update fans with how he was doing and thank them for their support. In the video, he stated,
"You know, I just want to thank everybody for the support. It's been great. I'm just living my life, guys. Y'all will see what really happened on Lifetime. We were filming a lot, so stay tuned for that. And I just want to thank everybody for the support. If you support me, follow me. I will post more stuff eventually."
The couple was initially married in a jailhouse ceremony in July 2022. Gypsy Rose announced the separation on March 28th in a private Instagram post only 3 months after she was released from prison. The 2024 CMT Music Awards took place Sunday in Austin, Texas at the Moody Center. Kelsea Ballerini hosted the ceremony for the third time and was nominated for 3 awards at the ceremony as well. Several stars were seen on the red carpet, including Brandi Cyrus, Emma Roberts, and Carly Pierce. Additionally, several stars performed at the award show, including Jason Aldean, Little Big Town, and Brittany Spencer. It was a big night for many stars, including Trisha Yearwood, singer of How Do I Live, who received the June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award for her philanthropic work in addition to performing her new song, Put It in a Song. A tribute for Toby Keith, who passed in February after battling cancer, was also included in the ceremony, with a performance featuring Brooks and Dunn, Mamie Wilson, and Sammy Hagar alongside his band. Country singer Jelly Roll revealed why his private jet recently had to make an emergency landing. While flying with his wife Bunny XO on Thursday, the screen of the plane cut out, making it difficult for the pilot to properly fly, Jelly Roll shared on the red carpet of the 2024 CMT Music Awards. He explained, quote, "The pilot was like, I'm not even risking this. He had to manually fly the plane back. He had to fly like it was the 1960s again. He was shooken." Jelly Roll also commended the pilot for his ability to safely land the plane, further stating, "It was incredible. We're blessed." That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.